Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. Looking back at this past week in history, we've got songs about dogs, kisses, mail, and more. And we'll have our very first contest, so stay tuned for that later in the second segment of the show. But first, I promised last week to play a banjo solo by Harry Reaser. At about age 20, Harry Reaser, already skilled in playing piano, violin, cello, saxophone, trumpet, and marimba, decided to take up the banjo. He quickly mastered the plectrum banjo, but then switched to the tenor banjo because it could be heard more clearly in bands. Both the plectrum and tenor banjos have four strings, but the plectrum has a longer neck with 22 frets, while the shorter tenor banjo has 17 or 19 frets. Harry Reaser's playing has been described as superhuman. This song goes out especially to Ben at Simi at Toyon Bay, who is himself an accomplished banjo player. Here's Harry Reaser and Lollipops. That record, Harry Reaser and Lollipops. Ben, next time I'm out at Toyon, I'll expect you to play that. We will definitely be hearing more of Harry Reaser's solo banjo on the program in the weeks to come. This past week, on September 11th in 1883, James Cutler was issued a patent for the mail chute. The very first mail chute was installed in the Elwood Building in Rochester, New York. I wonder if the Elwood Building is still standing. If anybody's in Rochester, New York, let me know. In any case, here's a trio of songs about, okay, you're way ahead of me again, mail, starting with Fats Waller and You've Been Reading My Mail.
Come out of my mail, yeah. Thank you. Ah, you dirty dog. Ha ha! I caught you. Mm. Yes, listen here. You've been reading my mail. You've been reading my mail. Oh, you used to be like ice to me. Now you're asking me to stay for tea. It's as plain as ABC. You've been reading my mail. You've been taking a look in my little black book. And I know you opened up your eyes when you saw my list of sweetie pies. Ah, it killed you. I know you got your big surprise for the trouble you took. Yes, yes. You know, you used to say go away when I talked about romance. But now, my pet, you're all upset. You want another chance? Oh, ho, ho. You've been reading the mail. Oh, no, 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 baby. You need to turn pale. Though I know it's true, I can't be mad, cause it proves to you that I'm not so bad. Oh, I've been made you care, I'm so glad. Don't you read my mail. I'm... Oh, no, 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 not now. Come out of the next envelope.
You know that you left me white and blue. I always keep singing, what'll I do? Though it's not fair, and you don't care for me dearly, why don't you drop me a line, a little line, just sign it yours sincerely. You know that I'm praying the night and day through, hoping I'll get one sweet letter from you. There's mail for Mrs. Jones. Mrs. Jones don't need it. Mrs. Jones is happy all day. Mail for Mrs. Brown. Mrs. Brown don't read it. She opens them and throws them away. Mailman rings, then he sings, I've got some letters for you. Here's what he brings. Mail from the baker, my dressmaker. Mail from the landlord, too. I get letters from everybody, but not a single word from you. And I keep praying the night and day through, hoping I'll get one sweet letter from you.
Sophie Tucker, accompanied by Miff Mole's Molars, Miff Mole, Red Nichols, Jimmy Dorsey, Ted Shapiro on piano, Eddie Lang, Joe Tardo on brass bass, and Vic Burton. Recorded in New York, April 11th, 1927. And that was preceded by Maynard Baird and his Territory Band and Postage Stomp. And we started off that set of postal songs with Fats Waller and You've Been Reading My Mail. Some postal songs to commemorate the invention of the mail chute by James Cutler in 1883. Well, this show's gonna go to the dogs, and we'll have our contest when we return right after this. Last week on September 12th in 1954, Lassie was seen on CBS TV for the first time. Despite the name, Lassie was, in fact, a mail dog. As a matter of fact, there were more than a half dozen Lassie dogs doing stunts for the show. And there were fully seven iterations of the show. In the original, Tommy Rettig played 11-year-old Jeff Miller, who inherits the collie when a neighbor dies. Lassie ran on CBS for exactly 17 years. The last show aired on September 12, 1971. So here's the contest. In that first version, Lassie, which aired between 1954 and 1957, Jeff had a friend whose nickname was Porky. It seems like in all those series of that era, the main character always had a portly friend. Anyway, for a CD of You Can't Not Tap Your Toes, a custom compilation of records played here on the show, call me with Porky's real name. Either the character's real name or the actor's real name. Give me a call at 909-641-0805. In the original Lassie series, what was Porky's real name, either the character or the actor? Area code 909-641-0805. I'll have the answer for you next week. But now, in commemoration of Lassie, are some songs about dogs.
Thank you. bop-a-dee-bop-bo, wabba-dabba-do. Bop-a-dabba-dee-bop-bo, wabba-dee-bop-bop-bo. La-da-ba-la-da-ba-dee-bop-bo, wabba-dabba-dee, wabba-dabba-dabba-bo. Wabba-dabba-do, wabba-dee-a-do.
Walkin' the Dog, Carmichael's Collegians, Hoagie Carmichael's Collegians. That was Hoagie playing piano and cornet on that 1928 recording. And before that, Mean Dog Blues, a tune normally associated with Red Nichols. This record was by Dunk Rendleman and the Alabamians. What a great name, Dunk Rendleman. Dunk Rendleman recorded Four Sides for Jeanette in Birmingham in 1927. Dunk played banjo, and the trumpet was by Bob Hamilton. This is Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records here on Island Radio, KISL, each and every Sunday evening at 6. If you have a request or a comment or just want to say hey, you can do so in any number of ways. You can send email to Glenn at glennrobison.com, GLENNROBISON. We had a set of songs about mail earlier, and you can send postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Or you can now give me a call at area code 909-641-0805. That's area code 909-641-0805. I hope to hear from you. Well, we have a couple more canine songs. Here's the original Dixieland Jazz Band.
Thank you.
On the Puppy's Tail, the Get Happy Band. Porter Granger was a composer and piano accompanist who probably put together the Get Happy Band. Another great name, the Get Happy Band. Porter Granger wrote On the Puppy's Tail. Also in the band was trombonist Joe Tricky Sam Nanton, who would later become a key member of Duke Ellington's famous orchestra, and soprano saxophonist Sidney Bechet. And before that, the original Dixieland Jazz Band and Bow Wow Blues. Ruff, ruff. Some Bow Wow songs to commemorate the debut of the Lassie TV series on CBS TV. We'll be back with some songs from Maurice Chevalier right after this. Last week, September 12th, marked the birth in 1888 of Maurice Chevalier. Maurice Chevalier's first working job was as an acrobat until a severe accident in 1908 turned him toward singing and making short films in France. He joined the French army in World War I, but was wounded, captured, and imprisoned by the Germans. It was while a POW that he learned English from fellow prisoners. After the war, he returned to making French films, but when Hollywood started to make talkies, Maurice felt he had to be there and left for America in 1928. In 1929, Chevalier was matched up with the beautiful operatic singer-actress Jeanette MacDonald in Love Parade. They made three more pictures together, the most successful being Love Me Tonight in 1932. In the late 1930s, Maurice returned to Europe, making several French and English films. World War II interrupted his career as he was accused of being a Nazi collaborator, although he was later vindicated. He returned to Hollywood and made the movie Gigi in 1958, which gave him his signature songs Thank Heaven for Little Girls and I Remember It Well. He also received a special Oscar that year. He made a few more films in the 1960s, and in 1970 he sang the title song for Walt Disney's Aristocats. Maurice Chevalier died of heart failure following surgery for a kidney problem on New Year's Day 1972 in Paris, France. Here's Maurice Chevalier.
Oh, Mominette, they are men's run that I run before you. Oh, Mominette, though others come, they'll I run back won't do. When I first saw this sheep and goat, I felt so hard for the tango. But now this brand new fandango's got me like nothing got me before. Oh, Mominette, oh, Mominette, no Cuban rum like La Rumba for me. In sloppy joes in Havana, I lingered quenching my thirst. I saw a dancer there, that was really where I saw her first. Such graceful beauty and rhythm had never come to my sight. She made me want to stay, danced my heart away most every night. I'm crazy about that tune. Rumba, rumba. I want to dance the rumba. I'm dancing right now, you know. Excuse me, I've got to dance it. Oh, I wish you could see me. Rumba, rumba. I'm shaking my hips all the time, you know. Oh, it's fun. And all the boys around here are getting rumba too. The conductor is rumbaing now. And all the boys are rumba, rumba, rumba. Oh, Momines. Oh, Momines. No Cuban rum like La Rumba for me. Oh, Momines, oh, Momines, oh, Momines, oh, Momines, the Herman's trump that la rumba for you. I like it. Oh, mommy-ness, oh, mommy-ness, oh, mommy-ness, oh, mommy-ness, oh, others come. There la rumba won't do. Come on, boys, let's all get hot now. When I first saw this cheap bango, I felt so hard for the tango. But now this brand new fandango's got me like nothing got me before. Oh, mommy-ness, oh, mommy-ness, oh, mommy-ness, oh, mommy-ness, no Cuban rum like la rumba for me.
Moping, hoping happiness will come. That's not the way. It doesn't pay. If you want happiness, just help yourself to some. Why don't you try to take life the way I do? Let the whole world sigh or cry. I'll be high in the sky, up on top of a rainbow, sweeping the clouds away. I don't care what's down below. Let it rain, let it snow. I'll be up on a rainbow, sweeping the clouds away. I have learned life's lesson. Fighters who always win are those who can take it right on the chin and grin. And so I shout to everyone, find your place in the sun, up on top of a rainbow, sweeping the clouds away. Let the whole world sigh or cry, I'll be high in the sky, up on top of a rainbow, sweeping the clouds away. I don't care what's down below. Oh, let it rain, oh, let it snow. I'll be up on a rainbow, sweeping the clouds away. I have learned life's lesson. Fighters who always win are those who can take it right on the chin and grin. And so I shout to everyone, find your place in the sun, up on top of a rainbow, sweeping the clouds away. Fighters who always win are those who can take it right on the chin and grin. And so I shout to everyone, find your place in the sun, up on top of a rainbow, sweeping the clouds away.
Some good advice from Marie Chevalier. Take it right on the chin and grin. Fighters will always win. Leonard Joy and the Victor Orchestra backing up Maurice there in 1930. And before that, Mama Inez, Rumba, Rumba, Rumba. Yesterday was the 5th annual Catalina Island Wine Festival, coinciding with the weekend's Catalina Art Festival. The Wine Festival is a fundraiser presented by the Catalina Island Women's Forum. Over 50 variety of wines were available for tasting, and there was also food, live music, and a silent auction. I hope the forum raised a record amount of money this year, and I hope that when you drink, you know when to say when. Here's Richard Himber in his Ritz-Carlton Hotel Orchestra and Say When.
'cause they are waiting for you. The day cannot break through till you do. The night can fall. Say when, so my heart may beat, so our lips may meet. No one has this power but you. Say when I may have you all for my own. I'm yours all alone. When you say when.
Bud Livingston on clarinet and tenor sax on his own composition called Feelin' No Pain. Red Nichols and the Charleston Chasers from September 8, 1927. Miff Mole on trombone, Pee Wee Russell also on clarinet and tenor sax, Carl Kress played guitar, and Vic Burton was on the drums. Fud Livingston was a greatly respected musician who made many recordings with Nichols, Miff Mole, Joe Venuti, and many others. During his varied career, he played for a year in London's Savoy Hotel with Fred Elizalde's band. And before that, Joey Nash vocalizing on Say When, Richard Himber in his Ritz-Carlton Hotel Orchestra from October 1934. My name is Glenn Robison. The name of the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, and the name of the station is KISL, Island Radio. We've played some songs about alcohol, but we're going to play some songs for those chocoholics among you out there right after this. Last week, September 13th, marked the birth in 1857 of Milton S. Hershey. By the time he was in his mid-30s, he had developed the Great American Chocolate Bar, which became the foundation of his company and of Hershey, Pennsylvania. In 1907, Hershey's Kisses were introduced. While it's not known exactly how Hershey's Kisses got their name, it's a popular theory that the candy was named for the sound or motion of the chocolate being deposited during the manufacturing process. The little piece of white paper extending out of the foil wrapper is called a plume, and it's a trademark registered in 1924. A registered trademark for the configuration of Hershey's Kisses with their familiar foil wrap was established in 1976. Prior to 1921, Hershey's Kisses were individually wrapped by hand. Reminds me of that Lucy episode on the chocolate assembly line. To make Hershey's Kisses, chocolate is deposited by machines onto a continuously moving stainless steel belt. The chocolate moves through a cooling tunnel for approximately 18 minutes before emerging as a solid product. Hershey Chocolate USA has the capacity to make approximately 33 million Hershey Kisses per day, or more than 12 billion a year. The production of Hershey's Kisses has been interrupted only once since their inception in 1907. The bite-sized chocolates were not produced from 1942 to 1949 due to the rationing of silver foil during and after World War II. So here to commemorate Milton Hershey and his kisses are some songs about kisses.
wild about a little girl who found it out. She tried to play so hard to get. You know, he hasn't even kissed her yet. He leaves her when she turns him down, comes back again, and hangs around waiting for one kiss. While he pleads like this, aw, give me a little kiss, will ya, have? What are you gonna miss? Will ya, have? Gosh, oh gee, why do you refuse? You know I can't see what you've got to lose. Aw, give me a little squeeze, will ya, have? Why do you wanna make me blue? You know I wouldn't say a word if I were asking for the world. But what's a little kiss between a feller and his girl? Aw, give me a little kiss, will you, have? And I'll give it right back to you. It's been a year since first they met, and he hasn't quite succeeded yet. A month ago, why, he held her hand, and his patience, well, I can't just understand. That they're engaged, say, that doesn't mean a thing. Why, he's in a rage, and he takes back his ring. He gives it back once more. While he starts to roar, aw, give me a little kiss, will you, have? What are you gonna miss? Will you, have? Gosh, oh, gee, why do you refuse? You know I can't see what you've got to lose. Aw, give me a little squeeze, will you, have? Why do you wanna make me blue? You know, I wouldn't say a word if I were asking for the moon. What's a little kiss between a fella and his girl, huh? Give me a little kiss, will you, huh? And I'll give it right back to you. And then she says, give me a little coat, will you, huh? Sable or mink or goat, will you, huh? You know, my poor hand is bare as anything. They could stand a little bracelet and maybe a diamond ring. Give me a little car, will you, huh? That would be mighty nice to do. A Packard or a Lincoln or a Cadillac sedan. I'll even take a Rolls and you can add a chauffeur man. But don't you give me a little Ford, will you, huh? Or I'll give it right back to you.
The whispering baritone, Jack Smith, and Gimme a Little Kiss, Will Ya, Huh? From March of 1926. There's that ad campaign that asks, what would you do for a Klondike bar? Well, what would you do for a Hershey's Kiss? George Wheeler was whistling for a kiss, backed by Leo Reisman and his orchestra, from October of 1932. And now here are a couple of more Kiss songs.
Fill me with a rapture divine. dream girl of mine.
Shall I say it?
Sure, go on and say it. I know what to say, but I don't know how to start. If you're anxious to know why, listen to my heart. When you're near, I seem to lose my nerve. What I want is more than I deserve. One little kiss is all I live for. Oh, what I'd give for one teeny little weeny little kiss. One little kiss would satisfy me. Please don't deny me one teeny little weeny little kiss. Oh, what are your lips made for? Oh, give me what I've hoped and prayed for. One little kiss, not six or seven. One glimpse of heaven, one teeny little weeny glimpse of you. Said just one little kiss is all I live for. Oh, what I'd give for one teeny little weeny little kiss. One little kiss would satisfy me. Please don't deny me one teeny little weeny little kiss. Say just one little kiss, not six or seven. One glimpse of heaven, one teeny little weeny little teeny little weeny little teeny pardon me, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to do some more, but really our time is up, and the only thing we can possibly wish for is one teeny little weeny glimpse of you.
Little Kiss, Cliff Ukulele Ike Edwards and the Eaton Boys from the film Kentucky Colonels with a K, which starred George Spanky McFarland as Spanky Milford. That was recorded on October 19th, 1934. And before that, a song that's very high on my list of favorites, Dream Kisses, Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra. Dave Burney and Maxwell Covert performed the vocal on that recording from 1928. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of Rapidly Rotating Records and that you'll tune in each Sunday evening at 6. Next week, we'll have some songs about pictures, carpets, and we'll be commemorating Ted Weems' birthday. In the meantime, you can send email to Glenn at glennrobison.com. Mail cards or letters to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711, or give me a call at area code 909-641-0805. That's area code 909-641-0805. And I do thank you for your very kind attention.